It is with great pleasure that we join together this afternoon as Christian brothers and sisters, some of us from the Reformed tradition, some from the liturgical branches of the church, others from a variety of worshiping fellowships. We gather in celebration and affirmation of our heritage as the people of God. No matter how far back we have to look to find common roots, whether to the evangelical movements of the 19th century, the furor of the Reformation in the 16th century, the laying of Christian foundations in the early church councils, or to the ancient temple worship of the Hebrews, we will always find a juncture in our traditions. The places where we diverge become peripheral and trifling when you consider the places where we coincide in our faith and practice. For many of us, the differences may be as striking between congregations within the same denomination as among those who are called by other names. Whether we share a common cup, chant the liturgy, sing only the psalms, recite ancient prayers, or create new ones, we cannot separate ourselves from the true foundation of our common faith, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. Credo in unum Deum. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. So has the church for centuries declared its faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. In a series of 12 articles, each traditionally attributed to one of the original disciples of Christ, we affirm our belief in God, his Son Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Incarnation, the Crucifixion, the Resurrection, our unity as the children of God in this world, and eternal life with God in the next. Remarkably, the Psalms, that ancient songbook of the Bible, underscores our affirmation of faith and enables us to sing what we believe in a powerful way. What seems to set the Psalms apart from the rest of Scripture is their sacramental nature, their unique ability to mold and transform the believer. There is none of the narrative and parable of the historical books, the Gospels and the Acts. We are not the objects of sermons and discourses from the Law and the Prophets. The letters of Paul have yet to be written to us, and we do not find ourselves secondhand recipients of God's Word, but as one-to-one communicants actively involved in conversation with God. Rather, we lift up the Psalms to God as though they are our own prayers, in our own words, and not as the recalling of some ancient litany. There are two phrases from the Genesis story that say it all for me. The first is, "In the beginning, God." That's the whole story of creation in a nutshell. We've been told the when and the who, but there's still a lot of what and why to be revealed. The other phrase that holds me fast is, "God saw that it was good." Psalm 148 is one of the great Alleluia Psalms, which calls on all creation, earth, space, as well as the faithful children of God, to sing their praises now and for eternity.